Morning, folks.
It's great to be with you. Usually we're here anyway worshipping, so most of you know who I am. And if you don't know who I am, you will by the end of the service. Is that okay? I've chosen the mustard seed. Actually, the gospel that Sorted is founded on is in Luke chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. But I thought we'd look at the mustard seed. Because 16 years ago, and I know that sounds kind of a long time ago, but 16 years ago, Sorted was kind of like a little seed that was planted. And what happened was, Andy and I were walking out together. That's a really old-fashioned way of saying we were snogging. But anyway, we were seeing each other 16 years ago or so, and he decided to leave me. So that's really bad, isn't it? And I thought, right, well, I can't cope with this. So what are you going to do with your life without me? And he said, I'm going to go training with Church Army. I thought, oh, right, okay, God's got first again. So that's okay. So we went to Church Army, and he got selected, and he started training. And he was there for 1 week. I couldn't wait. I mean, I was so excited. And after 1 week, I rang him up and I said to him, so, Andy, what is it that you want to do when you finish training? And his training was for 3 years. And he said, Tracy, I haven't even unpacked my bags yet. And I haven't put my books in my bookcase. And I said, yeah, but what is it that you want to do for God when you finish training? He said, I haven't even prayed about it. I don't know. And I went, I'm just like this, mate. I said, Andy, God has called you to train with Church Army. What is it you really are passionate about that you really want to do for God when you finish training? He went, okay, what I really want to do, and I don't think it's possible, I really want to plant a church for young people. That's what I really want to do. I said, right, we'll pray for that then. That was a mistake. So we did, and we planted this church called Sorted, but we didn't do it on our own. So when you've got a mustard seed and you plant it in the ground, there are some things that are required in order for that seed. It's okay having a seed, isn't it? But if you're gardeners, which I'm not, but if you are, I am actually, when you plant a seed, if you just leave it, it just lays dormant, doesn't it, forever and a day? Well, unless God waters it, of course, and then it sprouts up. You need things, don't you, to grow stuff. You need air, you need water, you need nutrition in your ground, and hopefully you have a healthy plant. But it doesn't stop there, does it? Because it comes up as a little shoot, which is actually very, very attractive for squirrels. It is, isn't it? So you're sniggering, but you know it's true. Or for deer, or alpacas, or whatever. And so you have to protect this shoot, okay? And you guys, this church has partnered with Sorted right from the inception. Right before we even met any young people, we came to this church and said, we've got this, we think we've got a God idea. It's not our idea because it's scary, so that made it a God idea. And we'd like to make it possible for young people who won't come to church on a Sunday morning, so that excludes all your young people because they're already here, of course, who have never set foot in a church before, to experience God in a way that's good for them. Because we want to work with kids that are on the margins and that are vulnerable. We don't want to steal your sheep, but we want you to partner with us to collect more, to find the lost one. Because you've got the 99 here, but we want to go out and get that one that's lost, that's now turned into, well, I'll tell you about that in a minute. And so we started with three young people, okay? And that was our mustard seed, okay? And so there was a lot of praying that went on. People let us use their buildings. You let us use the barn for our training sessions, which was fantastic. You also financially have been committed to us, and we really appreciate that because we can't do it without finances as we can't run anything without finances, as you're well aware. And so what's happened with the mustard seed is that today we have three Sorteds in Bradford. We have an 18-plus group. We have a mothers and toddlers group. We have a Sorted in Kings Lynn. We have a Sorted in London. We have a Sorted in Africa. And during November last year, we got a phone call. And what happens is every year for the last 6 years, we've hosted ordinands from Switzerland and Germany. Ordinands are people who are exploring and training to become vicars. And they approached us and they said, we're really interested in this way of church that you do, because we don't do it orthodox. So, and it's run by young people for young people. They have a massive say in what their opinions matter and what we do and how we shape started. And so they were interested in this. So they came across and they did some training with us. And last November, we got a phone call from Fabian, who's a professor at one of the universities. And he happens to be in charge of all the youth leaders who train to be youth leaders in the whole of Germany. YMC, I think it's called, or something like that. And he rang up or emailed and he said, any chance that Andy can come over and speak at our conference? I went, yeah. There's a chance. Hang on, I'll check diary. Oh, yeah. Yes, he can come over and talk to you about Sorted. And they were really on fire for that, and they're exploring doing Sorted in Germany now. So from a small seed, things are exploding all over the place, and I wanted to just share that with you this morning. One of the things about Sorted is we include young people. So I thought it'd be really cool this morning. What's she doing with microphone? She's taking it with her. I thought it'd be really cool to introduce you to a couple of our young people. Now, one young person's 15. Okay, she won't like me telling you that. I'll let you guess which one is which. And the other one's been with us for years, and she's over in her 20s now, and she won't leave us. Supposed to go when they're 18, but they won't go, so that's good. If you want to come up, we've got Natalie and we've got Chloe. And I'm going to ask them a couple of questions, and they can tell you. I thought it'd be good for you to hear firsthand from their side, because from my side, it's mustard seed growing into a massive big tree and birds are perching in their branches, and isn't it wonderful that we can do church together? So even when you're sat here, financially, you're enabling young people who would not, on the margin, who would not go to church to be church. So I thought it'd be good to hear from that. Is that okay with you guys? Right, Chloe, tell us something about what made you start coming to Sorted.
Actually, Natalie comes into my school every Friday.
That's giving it away now. She's the 15-year-old.
Oopsies. Right. And she actually told me about this thing I can do on a Friday, because I always moan about how I have nothing to do. And so she told me about Sorted, and I came down one Friday, and then I loved it, so I kept coming back. And then eventually that grew into me coming to Sundays and Wednesdays, which is worship and Bible study. And, yeah.
Okay, so tell us a bit about Sorted. We'll do the first set of questions and then we'll come. Tell us a bit about Sorted and how it's helped your faith as a Christian.
Well, at Sorted, I felt more at home and I felt more comfortable. So I felt like I could explore my faith with God comfortably. And I felt like I had I could take it slow. I didn't have to rush into anything.
And you got confirmed?
Yeah, I got confirmed and Chris. And
And do you get involved in helping out?
I try to. I try volunteer and help out. I come to these kind of things, expressing how Sorted has helped me and all that. I try to do my best.
You do. Thank you. Thank you. And Natalie, tell us something about what made you start to come to Sorted.
Well, I was 14 at the time, and I had Andy and another youth worker, Carl, coming to Hanson. And at the time, it were two complete strangers walking around school who I did not know. So I got to know Sorted through Andy and Carl through school, through the school's work they did in the lunchtime clubs. And they introduced me to Friday nights and then Wednesdays and Sundays and so on.
And how Sorted helped you in your faith as a Christian?
I think for me it's because, like Tracy said, most people don't go to a church on a Sunday morning, although I go to Bolton Villas. And it's completely different. It's like, for Sorted, it's not forcing the faith on you. It's up to you, and you can decide. And like with the Bible study, it's helped a lot, whereas at Bolton Villas, I still get confused with worship on a morning. It really does.
Do you get involved in helping out at Sorted?
Well, yes. I do, yeah.
Yes.
I help out on a Friday and Wednesdays with the Bible study and Sunday nights. I said, I'm also helping out with, we've got a summer camp for the under-18s of Sorted to Scargill House, and we've just started to plan an 18-plus camp, which I'm helping out at. So I kind of do a lot, but...
You do a lot, thank you. So that's just a flavour of what there is to come. No, sorry. Well done. So we thought, well, how can we share this story of Sorted with more people? So Andy, because I know him fairly well, started getting itchy feet about 18 months ago, and he said, I think we need to pray about this. I said, why don't you write a book first? So he did. Never ask him to do stuff, honestly. So about 2 years ago, is it 2 years that we brought out this? So he's written a book about the DNA of Pioneer Mystery, it's called, and it's the whole story of Sorted. And in it, it has chapters about how we began, the early days, getting started, making it happen, looking further ahead. And it's got examples of other churches that are doing similar things, challenges that we had. It's all in there. It's quite raw, really. And we've got some copies. He won't say it, so I'll say it for him, because I don't care. If you want to buy a copy, £15, let us know at the end of the service, and you can have a... Or you can buy it on Amazon for £18. It's up to you. But please buy one, because that's really important that we get the message out there, and we're here to share what God's doing. This isn't about what Andy and I have done, really. This is about God's calling on our lives. What is God's calling on our lives? And are we obedient to that calling? And then we see the mustard seed growing, and we see fruit. And as you can see, the fruit of Sorted is indigenous leadership, of which we develop and we have. So we've got two people employed with us, and we've got lots of volunteers who've come through and do lots of work for Sorted. So that's great. And then about 18 months ago, as I said, after he'd written this book, he said to me, no, I still need to do something else with Sorted. So Andy, tell us what you've done with Sorted.
Thank you. I just want to say, whilst Natalie and Chloe are here this morning, in some ways there's a little bit like a, excuse me, dropping pencils. There's a little bit like a relay effect going on, where you know when the baton gets passed on in a relay race? Because when Natalie was speaking, I and Carl used to go into Hanson quite a lot, and as Natalie was saying, I got to know Natalie as Carl did, and Natalie started coming along to Sorted quite a few years ago as a young person. She's not really a young person nowadays, she's definitely a young adult, most of the time anyway. But the relay bit comes in because Natalie actually, she's undersold herself really. She does such a lot to make groups run. She does such a lot of youth work as well in the school and out of the school as well. Really, she's an excellent leader. So the baton has been passed on. And equally, Chloe is well on the way. So watch this space for a few years' time. And that's kind of an example of how it works, passing the baton on, a bit like Jesus with the disciples and then so on. That kind of effect we're trying to model. The end of March, my time with Sorted sadly came to an end. And then the next first day of April, I began a new role, heading up a thing called Missional Youth Church Network, MYCN. And basically, that is a partnership between the Archbishop of York's office and Youth Trust, along with Church Army. And the vision is really to try and enable the beginning of 30 new missional youth churches to begin across the north of England over the next 5 years. So not a lot to do, no pressure there. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to go to different places across the north of England, working with the diocese, and find areas where there's several local churches, a secondary school, maybe contacts with a mission agency, community groups, and where there's a real heart to get alongside young people who are sort of beyond the church or on the edge of church, and a real heart to help those young people discover this great big God that we know has an amazing amount of love for each one of us. You know, help those young people discover that they can have a relationship with Jesus and get to know him and be part of a wonderful Christian family where they can be loved, cared for. And then as they discover that love and that care, they can start to give that away to other people, a bit like these two have done. And so that's kind of the vision over the next 5 years. So to build from partnerships, develop these new Christian families, working with young people and enable them to grow and develop over the next few years. And so it's quite exciting, really. It's a little bit scary, if I'm honest. But we believe God's nudging us and calling us to do this. So we're trying to get people praying so that we can see what will emerge in the next coming months and years. There's already one thing that's already kind of very, very much on the agenda and kind of hot off the press. Right in the east of Leeds, there's a huge estate called Seacroft. You may have heard of it. 30,000 people live on that estate. It's quite a needy area. Deprivation is quite high. There's quite a lot of issues. If there's anywhere where young people kind of need to know about God and need to know about Jesus, it's in that estate. So we've been talking to them and talking to the diocese over the last year or so, and it's a real answer to prayer, this. I'm really excited about this. But we're interviewing over the next month for a youth worker to begin in Seacroft, working with the local churches, working with the school, to gather a team so they can begin exploring how to start a missional youth church in Seacroft. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, what could be? Yeah, well, thank you, Lord, really, because really, it's been an answer to prayer. But please pray for that. And so the hope is there'll be many more things like that emerge in the coming months and years. The other side of this kind of vision, one side is the starting of missional youth churches. The flip side to help that to happen is to create a learning community for people who are doing this sort of stuff across the north so they can come together, learn from one another, support one another, pray for one another, learn from some of the experience of Sorted and other places, and also cry on each other's shoulders, if I'm really honest. Because when Tracy and I first began doing pioneering youth work, working with young people way outside the church, often rough and ready, we found that lots of things went wrong, didn't they, before they went right. So I'll just tell you a quick story. We had a guy who came to us when we first began. It's a lovely guy, he's called Cal. And even though he's a nice guy, he always used to kick up against anything that we tried to do. He's quite rebellious. So we'd take him to one side and we'd say, look, well, we just need to explain to you why things need to be so. You know, we'd talk to him about ground rules and this sort of thing. And then he'd react and he'd sort of say, yeah, it's okay. And then he'd be breaking them again 5 minutes later. So we'd say it again, but a bit stronger. And then we'd say it again with a bit more bluntness. And eventually we had to say, you're going to have to take a couple of weeks off because this isn't working. We have to have ground rules. And otherwise, everybody will just have complete chaos. And I actually banned this guy more times than anybody else in the 15 years that we've done Sorted. Scary. When he was about 16 and a half, the last time he'd been banned, he came back in. He came into the worship service. He hadn't been there for about 2 months. And as soon as he walked in, I was like, oh, no. Lord, help us. You're going to have to help us. And a couple of people in the team even started praying. Went off to the side to pray. Anyway, he'd gone away and he had a long think about stuff. He'd realised that the people at Sorted actually did care about him. A couple of us had gone to visit him at hospital when he'd been there, and he'd come back with a different mindset, and he thought, I'm really going to try and engage. And he did. He kind of engaged with God. He engaged with and started helping out with what was happening. I have to be honest, I was really suspicious at first, and it took me about 3 months to believe it had actually, he was genuine. But he was, and he started helping with the youth work. At 18, he became a volunteer, and he just got deeper into it. And it really was a lesson for me to never write anybody off, you know. And when he was 21, we managed to get some funding, and we employed him to be a Christian youth worker working with us, and he's still there today. And he was the guy who went in with me and first met Natalie in the school. So God takes people and he transforms people, whoever they are, and he works through them. And he's now got an amazing story. So the kids that are kind of bouncing off the walls, who are really going through tough times, who are rebelling against everything in school, they can hear Kyle's story, and all of a sudden they can have hope. So that's amazing. Just finally, I think I first came and talked to you about the vision of Sorted before it ever happened, back at the end of 2003. And as Tracy said earlier, you've partnered with us ever since that time. So I just want to echo my thanks for all your prayers and support in different ways down the years. And just want to say finally, with Missional Youth Church, if there's anybody who wants to kind of sign up for a prayer letter in the coming months, then just have a word with me afterwards and I'll just take email addresses. Equally, I'll send a newsletter as well, or bring one to the church so that people can hear what's going on. But thank you for your support for Sorted and your support for us down the years. Just to finish, we've talked a lot about young people in Sorted, Seacroft and the north of England. Just want us to think as well about young people here in this church, you know, those closer to home, and the Tuesday groups and the other groups that go on, and Simon and Kim and others that help run those groups and make it happen. Let's think about them as well as we pray for all these young people to finish. So, Father God, we thank you for young people in this church. We thank you for Simon and Kim and others that help lead them. We thank you for young people in Sorted, Seacroft and across the north. And above all, we thank you that you know every single one of them, that you love every single one of them. So, Father God, we ask that you would raise others up to work with young people in all these different places. We ask that you would anoint and inspire those working with young people. And we pray that many, many more would come to know Jesus, come to know the love of God, and find a home in a Christian family. So we ask this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.